Okay, Bava Metzia, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 5:11, the last of the Perek, and this has been a very hard Perek. Maybe it's a relief to come to the end of it, and the truth is this Mishnah is not a hard one, so good news. What our Mishnah is going to say here is that there are as many as six different laven that the Mishnah will count that a person is over when he lends at interest, and not only is the lender doing Isurei Doraisa, but also the borrower, as well as the people facilitating the loan. So the Mishnah says inside, Ve'elu overin below sasa, the following people are over at least one Isur Doraisa, a law, a prohibition, if they participate in an interest-bearing loan. Hamalve, certainly the lender, who will be over six different Isurim. Vahalove, the borrower, who really is going to be over one. As well as the Arev and the Edim. The Arev is the guarantor of the loan, and the Edim are the witnesses who allow the loan to be enforced. They're also over Isurim, one or two, as I'll explain shortly, Bez Hashem. So, the Chacham Omrim, the Chacham add an actual fifth person, which is Af HaSofer. The scribe also is also liable, because according to Chacham, he's functioning basically as a witness as well, and if so, then he's also over the same kind of Averas that the witness is over. Okay, now, what are these Isurim? So first of all, says the Mishnah, over Mishum, the lender, and this is just the lender, is over because of the verse, Es kaspacha lo siten lo beneshech, your money you should not give to him at interest, uva marvis lo titen achlecha, and you shouldn't, for interest, give him your food. So there's two titens, two givings in this pasuk, lo titen lo beneshech, lo titen achlecha. And therefore, there's two separate laven here for charging interest. As I said in the beginning of the parak, Neshech focuses on the biding, the loss that's incurred by the lender, by the borrower, whereas Marbis is the profit that comes to the lender, but, you know, they're both two sides of the same coin, and therefore you're over two laven in this pasuk alone by extending money as a loan at interest. In addition, you have Umashum, another pasuk, which says, the pasuk says Baal, but they're actually, the Mishnah says Baal, Baal Tikach, but the actual pasuk is al tikach, don't take meito neshech v'tarbis, don't take from him, the borrower, you know, interest. Again, you see neshech and tarbis repeated. They're both sides of the same coin. So that's a third law for the Torah. This is also applicable only to the lender, since he's taking interest. The difference is, and this is really why that pasuk comes second, even though the pasuk is in Shmo, so really in chronological should come first, is because the first pasuk of Eskas Chalotita and Lo Beneshech, by extending the loan and Katsutza demanding interest now, you're over the law then and there when you extend the loan, regardless of whether or not you actually collect the interest. Whereas the second pasuk, the third law of Al Tikach Meito Neshech, Batarbis, that's only once you've take when and if you take the interest, that's a separate law, and the mal will be over, the lender will be over that as well. Okay, those are the first three. Now, number four, umishum lo sielo kenoshe, you shall not be like a creditor to him, meaning you can't pressure him to pay back. So if the lender pressures the borrower to pay back the interest, that's another law that he's over. And the truth is, this law applies not just at for loans that are interest-bearing loans, even an interest-free loan, if the lender presses the borrower to repay the principal interest-free when the borrower doesn't have it, and he feels, therefore, you know, a lot of pressure, and he feels upset, then that would also be the law of pressing him, lo sia lo kenosha. Okay, so all these so far have been applicable to the lender only. But now we have one that applies to not just the lender, but also the other people participating as well. Umishum velo lo sasimun alav neshech. You shall not impose an interest obligation upon him. So now, the imposition of the interest obligation is not just the lender. Yes, he is for sure over this one as well, number five. But also the people who are making that happen, the witnesses and the guarantors, are also participating in the imposition of a interest obligation. So they're over the lav, that lav as well. Again, in all these first five lav, and the borrower is not over anything. But the sixth one, he is. Umishum v'lifnei iver lo sita michshol v'yireisem elokecha ni Hashem. The pasuk says, literally, you shall not put a a stumbling block in front of the blind person. The idea is he's blind to the consequences of his avera. This is applicable even to the lova, the borrower, because the borrower, by taking an interest-bearing loan, is dragging the lender over these isurim. So let me explain this out for a second. There's two concepts which seem to be pretty close related and kind of confusing. One is called lifnei iver, or lifnei iver lo sita michshol. That's the doraisa. And there's a separate thing called misayel advar avera, and that's a durabaran, facilitating or helping or, you know, promoting someone to do an avera. So the difference is that if the avera wouldn't have happened without this person aiding and abetting it, so he's like essential to the crime, so then he's over the Isser Doraisa of Lifnei Iver. So in the case of the borrower, certainly the lender wouldn't be over the Isser of lending at interest if there's no borrower to take him up on the loan. So you need the loan, you need the borrower. Without him, there's no crime, and therefore the borrower is over Lifnei Iver. As far as, let's say, the guarantors, the witnesses, so it depends. If the lender would have made the loan anyways without the guarantor, he just wants to have a guarantor as like an extra protection, so then for the guarantor was not essential to the avera, and therefore the guarantor is only over to Isser Durabanan of Misayel Advar Avera. He's aiding and abetting a crime, but he wasn't essential, so he wasn't only the Isser Doraisa. On the other hand, if the lender says, I'm not making this loan unless I have witnesses and a guarantor, and then someone steps out to be the guarantor and the witnesses, those people are actually over Lifnei Iver because they're making it happen. Without them, it wouldn't happen. Okay, so there you have your six. Lavin, and like I said, all six apply to the malva. The only one applies to the lova, the borrower, and then at one or two, the simun alav neshach for sure applies to the facilitators, and maybe Lifnei Iver would as well if they were necessary. Now, just one more point, which is when the borrower pays back the interest, actually he now crosses over two other psukim as the borrower. The Mishnah doesn't mention it because the Mishnah is focused on the crimes that happen from the lender's side of things, but from the borrower, there's two psukim that say, "Lo sashich la'achicha," you will not cause your brother to take interest from you, and "ula'achicha lo sashich," same basic thing. The two different psukim, okay, one's in Devarim Chaf Gimel Chaf, and one's in Devarim Chaf Gimel Chaf Aleph. So those two psukim say that causing, it's a hifil, it's a causative. So sashich isn't to charge interest, it's to cause him to take interest. And therefore the lender, when he gives back the money, he's over lo sashich twice, so that's no good either. Okay, fine. Baruch Hashem, with that, we finished the fifth perek, Ezu Neshech, and now we go on to other topics of commercial law in the sixth perek above, Matzia Be'ezras Hashem.